Let's go ahead and bow for a word of prayer and ask the Lord to bless as we begin to review our study of the book of Psalms. So let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we have to get together, Lord, and to study the book of Psalms and do a review of the things that we have learned from Psalm 1 to Psalm 41 in Book 1 of the Songs of Praise, the Book of Psalms, Lord. And so we just ask that you would bless, Lord, help us to have a beneficial time in the Word of God this morning. Encourage our hearts, Lord. Challenge us, Lord, in the Scriptures. Help us to grow spiritually and to love your word and apply it to our life, and help us to live it, Lord, that we would be pleasing to you because of Jesus Christ, Lord, working in us, and because of his name and his blood. We love you, Lord, and ask your blessing upon us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. All right, so this lesson natin ngayon has to do with a review. We finished book number 1 of 5 divisions of the book of Psalms. So I'm thrilled about that. That's a good thing. All right. Let's see here. So there are 5, in the book of Psalms, there are 5 divisions or 5 books that make up the book of Psalms. And from chapter 1 to chapter 41 is book 1. So, kapag nagbabasa ka ng Psalms sa Bible, makikita mo 5 ang bahagi ng mga Psalms. Yung unang bahagi ay mula Psalm Kapitulo 1 hanggang Psalm 41. Yun yung tinatawag na Book 1. Okay? At sa Wednesday night ng pag-aaral natin, natapos po natin yung Book 1 hanggang 41. And so excited na talaga ako dahil papasok tayo sa susunod, not this Wednesday but next, the following Wednesday, sa susunod, ipagpapatuloy natin at pag-aaralan natin yung Book 2. Okay, pero before, kailangan mag-review tayo. Ire-review natin lahat ito. Pero huwag kayong mag-alala, walang final exam. Sorry, pero kung nandun ako sa Pinas, meron tayong final exam. Pero may gantimpala naman kapag pumasa ka sa pag-aaral ng salita ng Diyos. So book number 1 is Psalm 1 to 41. And every division in the book of Psalms, each of these 5 divisions, end with a blessing or a benediction. So, for example, look at Psalm 41, verse 13. Psalm 41, verse 13, the last verse of the entire book 1. Psalm 41, verse 13, the Bible says, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting and to everlasting. Amen and amen." So, tremendous verse, and it closes book number 1. Then the book 2 is from Psalm 42 to Psalm 72. And go over to the end of that, the closing section of book 2. That would be Psalm 72. Look at Psalm number 72. And let's look at verse number 18 and 19. Psalm 72, verses 18 and 19. "Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things, and blessed be his glorious name forever. and let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. So book two ends with a benediction. All right, look at book number three. So sa ikatlong bahagi ng aklat ng Psalms, book three is chapter 73 to chapter 89. Mula 73 hanggang 89, that would be book three. So go to 89. Psalm 89, and look at verse 52. Psalm 89, verse 52. Blessed be the Lord forevermore. Amen and amen. So, book three ends with a blessing. All right, so book number four will go from Psalm 90 to Psalm 106. Psalm 90 to Psalm 106. And so let's go to Psalm 106 and see how it ends with a blessing. Psalm 106. By the way, 9 ang nanunood. We see 9 that are watching. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Let's see. Psalm 90 to 106 is book 4. And Psalm 106, verse 48. Psalm 106, verse 48, the Bible says, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting, and let all the people say, Amen, praise ye the Lord. See, there's that, the fourth division ends with a benediction. It's very, very uniform here in these sections of Psalms. The last book, book number five, is from Psalm 107 to Psalm 150. All right, so there's only 150 chapters here. So let's see. Psalm 150, go to the very last. Psalm 150, verse number 6. Psalm 150, verse number 6. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And truthfully, the last book, book number five, the benediction actually starts in Psalm 146. So from Psalm 146 to 150, it's all praise. So look at Psalm 146. Praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord, O my soul. And then it connects, it's an envelope, an inclusio. We studied about the inclusio to verse number, Psalm 150, verse number six. And it's all about praising the Lord. So, the five sections of the book of Psalms. Why are there five sections in the book of Psalms? Well, we learned that William Scroggie, one of the Bible commentaries or commentators of the scriptures, observed that perhaps the five divisions relate to the five books of Moses. You know, that's his conjecture, but it's interesting. And it sort of fits, but we don't have the scriptures on that. We just have an opinion, and we have to be careful. As biblicists, as biblical Baptists, we have to make sure that we trust the Word of God more than man's opinion. And so we'll appreciate Scroggie's observation. Fine, five divisions, five books of Moses, okay, but it's more important to learn the Word of God and to master the Bible so that the Bible can master our lives, okay? And so here we are in the study of the Psalms. And I'm just going to go back and forth here, checking to see if you have any comments or anything like that. So let me see here. All right. All right. Okay na. So, magpatuloy tayo. So, let's continue on. The Israelites called the book of Psalms the songs of praise. Ang tawag ng mga children of Israel sa aklat ng Salmo ay songs of praise, mga awit ng pagpupuri. You'll see that in Nehemiah chapter 12, verse 46. Nehemiah chapter 12, verse 46. So let's go there to the book of Nehemiah. It says, "For in the days of David and Asaph of old were the chief of the singers, and the songs of praise and thanksgiving unto God." Songs of praise. That's the Psalms. That's why the book of Psalms is full of praises to the Lord. Kaya natin sinasabi yung praise the Lord, hindi dahil yung religious movement na tinatawag na born again. Yung sa ang pananaw ng marami, pag nagsabi ka ng praise the Lord, born again yung religious ka, no? Hindi ho yun. Ang ibig sabihin ng praise the Lord, purihin ang Panginoon, ay iangat natin sa ating isip at sa ating puso ang Panginoong Diyos sa ating buhay. Iangat natin ang Diyos. We're lifting up God in our hearts, in our mind. We're assigning value to the Lord. We're worshiping Him when we say praise the Lord. And I know there's a religious movement that's popular because they say praise the Lord a lot. But we're not evangelical like that. We are biblical Baptists. We're different. When we say praise the Lord, we know what we're talking about. We're talking about praising, lifting up Jehovah God in worship, surrendering to Him. It's not just easy to say praise the Lord and then not even think about who is God and not even know who He is. We are not evangelicals. We're not Bible correctors. We're the ones who receive the Word of God. And we know the book of Psalms is loaded with praise to God. And He is worthy to be praised, not just in words, but in your life. You know, that's what makes a difference between a biblical Baptist and an evangelical. So may pagkakaiba ang Biblical Baptist. Oh. Ang kakaiba ng Biblical Baptist, ang buhay niya ay pinagsisikapan niya na sumunod sa salita ng Diyos. Yung mga evangelical, wala silang alam patungkol sa paglagay ng salita ng Diyos sa kanilang buhay, salita ng salita, pero wala namang gawa. Parang yung mga kandidato, no? Anyway, book number one, review. May review natin itong book of Psalms. So the best way to appreciate Psalms, the book of Psalms, is to study the individual books of the individual numbers of the Psalms, each in its own, so that you can appreciate the book, all right? Ang pinaka-best way na pag-aralan ang Book of Psalms ay titingnan natin ang bawat chapter ng aklat ng Psalms. So that's why we took, I think it was 38 weeks of studying the Book of Psalms. We started with four lectures on the introduction to the Psalms para meron tayong understanding kung ano ang Book of Psalms. So let me encourage you. Maglalagay ako ng link sa Facebook page natin. I'll put a link on our Facebook page that will highlight the introductory studies so that we're prepared to go into the Book of Psalms. And maybe sometime you should review it on your own. But the way to appreciate the Book of Psalms is to look at each psalm in its own, on its own. So All right, Psalm 1, naalala natin yung Psalm 1 at saka yung Psalm 2, wala silang title. You'll notice Psalm 1 and Psalm 2 have no title, but they are linked because the first word in Psalm 1, verse 1, is blessed, and the last word in Psalm 2, verse number, let's see here. Verse 2, chapter 2, verse 12, Psalm 2, verse 12, blessed are all they that put their trust in him. So Psalm 2 ends with blessed, Psalm 1 begins with blessed, and we call that an envelope or an inclusio. And that's a literary device that ties these two psalms together. And so Psalm 1 and 2 are tied together. And fortunately, in Acts chapter 4, verse 25, we find that Psalm 2 is ascribed to David. That David said, that David wrote Psalm 2 or composed Psalm 2. So Acts chapter 4, let's go to Acts chapter 4, verse 25. Acts chapter 4, verse 25. And the Bible says, who by the mouth of thy servant David had said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? So you look at Psalm 2, verse 1. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? So very similar wording there, and yet Acts chapter 4 verse 25 tells us that David said it. So that gives us a clue as to who wrote Psalm 1 and Psalm 2. That's David, because of the inclusio and because of the reference in the New Testament. So the Bible at times, and many times, the Bible interprets the Bible. The Bible gives you information. The New Testament comments on the Old Testament. And we're the blessed, fortunate Bible reader who has a complete Bible in our King James Bible, so that when we study the Word of God, we can have an understanding of the words of the Holy Spirit of God, and know that what we're studying is biblical, and we're sticking to the Bible. We're not criticizing the Bible. We're not correcting the Bible. We receive the Word of God by faith. All right, so Psalm 1, of course, blessed man. Psalm 2, why the heathen rage. It's interesting. Psalm 1 is very personal, and Psalm 2 is national. So that's interesting. Okay, then Psalm 3, the main theme here is save me, deliver me. Let's look at Psalm 3, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Itong Psalm 3 naman ay noong tumakas si David, noong nagkudita ang kanyang anak na si Absalom. Look at, this will go back to 2 Samuel. This psalm goes back to 2 Samuel. Those titles give us a clue of the historical background of the Psalms. Some of them give us historical information. Some of them give us musical information. Some give us poetical information. And again, all that was covered in our lectures, one, especially lecture 3, introduction number 3. And I'll put a link on that so that you have it for your study, for your edification. But let's go to 2 Samuel chapter 15, where David fled from Absalom. And the scriptures say here, 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 14, 2 Samuel 15, 14, and David said unto all his servants that were with him at Jerusalem, arise, let us flee, for we shall not else escape from Absalom. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly and bring evil upon us and smite the city with the edge of the sword. You know, why did David flee? You know, because David wanted to avoid bloodshed. He wanted to avoid a civil war. So instead of confronting Absalom, and he could have very well confronted Absalom, David did the right thing and flee. He left. So when you look at Psalm 3, let's go back to Psalm number 3. You see that theme of save me, deliver me. Verse number 1, Psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Oh, David experienced the trouble outside political forces and family trouble. Don't forget, Absalom was his son, David's son. Where did all this family trouble start? It started when David sinned against Uriah and Bathsheba. And David sinned against God. And David sinned against himself. And as a king, not only is that so, he sinned against Israel. Sin will destroy your life. Yeah, hindi ho tayo masaya sa kasalanan. Pag nagkakasala ang tao, gumagawa ng mali. Nagdudulot ho ng sumpa sa buhay ng tao ang kasalanan. Kaya dapat iwasan. Huwag mabuhay sa kasalanan. Laging humingi ng kapatawaran. Laging maging malinis sa harapan ng Diyos. And so on and so forth. Dahil naapektuhan ho ng ating kasalanan ang pamilya natin, ang bayan natin, and so on and so forth. Bakit magulo ang bayan? Bakit magulo ang pamilya? Garantisado dulot ng kasalanan. And so we have to maintain short sin accounts with God in order to avoid the curse of sin, the spoiling effect of sin. So Psalm 3 is about that. Psalm 4, this one's interesting. Psalm 4 says, to the chief musician on Neginoth. What is a Neginoth? Well, this is a musical term that means stringed instrument, plucked upon stringed instrument. Look at Psalm 5, verse number 1, to the chief musician upon Nehiloth, a psalm of David. What's Nehiloth? Well, again, it's a musical term. Nehiloth means wind instrument. Wind instrument. So, again, this is a music book. Psalms is the hymn book of the Old Testament. Fascinating and a wonderful read here. So, let's see here. Pagpatuloy natin. Let's go on. Psalm number 6. Psalm number 6. To the chief musician on Neginoth upon Shemeneth. What is Shemeneth? Shemeneth is a musical term that means the eighth or the octavo or the octave. And most likely has to do, it's a musical term. So again, and Psalm 6 has a literary device called the aposiopesis. Aposiopesis. We learned about that in verse 3. Psalm 6, verse 3, my soul is sore vexed, but thou, O Lord, how long? And David stops there. How long what? You know, how long, Lord, basically, will you allow these things to happen? It's an aposiopesis. It's like when your parents tell you, clean your room or else. Or else what? Well, or else it's left to you to imagine what will happen if you didn't clean your room. So it's the same idea. And there are, I think, maybe 4 or 5 or 6 aposiopesis all throughout the scriptures. And we don't have time to review it. But if you look at Psalm 6 in our when we covered it, we talked about aposiopesis. That's interesting stuff here in the book of Psalms. Let's see. Psalm 7. Psalm 7, Shigayon of David, which he sang unto the Lord concerning the words of Cush the Benjamite. Again, these titles, the Psalms that have the titles, this is part of the inspired scripture. Psalm 6 is about being sore vexed. David was persecuted. David was affected by Cush the Benjamite. And who is Cush? Well, the Bible didn't tell us who Cush is. We have some clues, and we talked about that in our lecture on Psalm 7. You got that. You can review that if you want to know. It's an interesting one. Shigayon, again, Shigayon is a poetic title, a term that means to cry aloud. Again, it's a to express or to cry aloud. Shigayon of David, when he sang unto the Lord, and he's saying, "I'm sore vexed, Lord, help me." And I'll praise you according to his righteousness. I'll sing praise in the name of the Lord Most High. And so Psalm 7's wonderful. Psalm 8, to the chief musician upon Gittith, a psalm of David. Gittith is taken from a celebration. So this would be a musical term. A celebration of the tabernacles, the Feast of the Tabernacles. And Gittith literally tells us it's the wine press. And they only drink grape juice on special occasions and joyful occasions. So Psalm 8 is, "How excellent is thy name, O Lord." Wonderful. Psalm 9, "To the chief musician upon Muthlabin, a psalm of David." Muthlabin means the death of a son. Well, what happened to Absalom? David had to mourn the death of his son. Again, sin brings a curse on the family and the nation. And Absalom was not the only son that David lost. David lost Adonijah, another son. And don't forget the baby that he sinned against Bathsheba. And Bathsheba gave birth to a baby, and the baby didn't make it. So he had another son that died because of sin. But Psalm 9 is about the wicked shall be turned into hell, the Bible says. And all the judgment of God is severe. Psalm 10, all right, we have that. Psalm 11, okay, so reading this, you have to look at each psalm, and I don't have the time to cover it, but I just want to review certain ones. Psalm 12, to the chief musician upon Shimoneth, a psalm of David. Shimoneth means stringed. Okay, so you have that. Psalm 13, to the chief musician. Who's the chief musician? We covered this. The chief musician could be Asaph, definitely Asaph, popular. But there's also Ethan or Jeduthun, same guy, and also Heman. So there's three, and you have 1 Chronicles 15 that covers that, or 1 Chronicles 17. I don't recall, and don't have the time right now to cover that. But so it's fascinating here. Look at Psalm 16. Miktam of David. Miktam here means private or covered and meditating. So meditation. And it's good to meditate on the Word of God. It's good to be quiet at times and to be still and to just think about the goodness of the Lord, the meditation of God and His work. Psalm 16 is, "Thou wilt not leave my soul in hell." Of course, a prophetic look into the Messiah and how he resurrected from the dead and that kind of stuff. So, Psalm 18, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. So you come to Psalm 18. And the Lord is my rock. The Lord is my rock. So David looked back in his life and he sees how God delivered him from all different kinds of enemies, including enemy number one for David is Saul, the jealous king that preceded David. All right, so fascinating book, the book of Psalms. It has these and that here. Let's look over here to Psalm 22. Psalm 22. To the chief musician upon Ajaleth Shahar, a psalm of David. What is Ajaleth Shahar? That's a musical term, and that means the hind of the morning or the doe of the morning. And Psalm 22 is the messianic prophetic psalm pointing to Jesus as he suffered on the cross. And then the glory that follows that suffering with the resurrected and ascended Lord and returning King. Psalm 22 is a very, very important psalm in book one. Highly Christological, highly doctrinal about Christ. So you want to hear the words of Jesus on the cross. This is one of those psalms that highlight the prayers of Christ as he was on the cross. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Like a wounded hind of the morning. forsaken and left to die. But it turns, though, in the middle. It switches from suffering to glory. Let's see here. Verse 25, Psalm 22, verse 25. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I'll pay my vows before them and that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. And it goes on and on to the glory of God. So Psalm 22 starts with the sufferings of Christ. And then it ends with the glory that should follow. So Psalm 22, powerful, powerful. Messianic Psalm 23. Psalm 23. Who could forget Psalm 23? One of the more popular psalms, right? Sinong hindi nakakaalam sa Psalm 23? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And it's just a powerful psalm of the shepherding Lord. So Psalm 22, the suffering Lord. Psalm 23, the shepherding Lord. And Psalm 24 is the glory, the Lord of glory, all right? The sovereign Lord. So I like Psalm 22, 23, and 24 because it starts with the S's. The suffering Lord, the shepherding Lord, and the sovereign Lord. All in that order too. In order for you to know the Lord as your shepherd, you have to know him as the suffering Lord, the one who died on the cross for you. And you have to have received him as your Lord and Savior. And then when you did receive the Lord as your Savior, he becomes your shepherd. And then, you know, eventually when we die or when Jesus raptures us out of this world, in Psalm 24, we will see the Lord of glory. Oh my, this is wonderful psalm study. So anyway, let's see. Moving on, because I'm almost out of time here. Look at Psalm number 32. Psalm number 32, a psalm of David, Maskil. Maskil. What does the word Maskil mean? In Psalm 32, Maskil means understanding. Understanding or teaching. Anyway, so Psalm 32 is, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven. And that's much to teach about forgiveness. Powerful psalm. Let's see here. Psalms of David here. Psalm of David. Yeah, Psalm 34 is a historical one that looks back at the life of David. Psalm 34, a psalm of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. So who's this Abimelech that drove him away? It's Achish. And you find it in 1 Samuel chapter 21. See, these titles are so important, because when you read the psalm, then you look into when was this psalm written, who was it written about, and it takes you to a historical context. And then so you're not just reading the psalm and just putting it in your life, you're studying it and looking at it from the perspective of David, and what the Holy Spirit is trying to teach us there. So you need to go back to 1 Samuel 21, verse 13, and you'll discover there that Achish was the Abimelech. The word Abimelech means Pharaoh, president, or king. So it's a generic noun. It's not a particular noun. It's not a name of a person per se. It is a name of a ruler, or a Caesar, or a king, Abimelech. And the Abimelech, the king that got rid of David, or tried to kill David, and David acted like a crazy guy, was Achish. Okay? All right, and that'll be 1 Samuel 21, verse 13. So that's Psalm 34. Let's see here. Psalm 36, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord. And now this one has a title for David. Psalm 36 is the How Excellent is Thy Loving Kindness. Thinking about the loving kindness of God. And in the Psalms, when it's talking about loving kindness, it's referring to the covenant of Jehovah God with Abraham. And that's the reason why we know we're saved, is because when we receive Jesus as our Savior, we enjoy the spiritual aspects of the covenant of Jehovah God to Abraham. Now, the covenant of Jehovah to Abraham includes more than just spiritual blessings, but that is for Israel. The political, the national blessings, and the seed promise, and the spiritual blessings. We enjoy the spiritual blessings because of Jesus, the Messiah, and our salvation because of Him. All right, so Psalm 38, Psalm of David to bring to remembrance. Psalm 38, rebuke me not in thy wrath. Okay, so that's the theme for that, and so on and so forth. So we get to Psalm 41, the last psalm. And I want you to notice Psalm 41, verse 13. It ends with, blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. But blessed is the last word here, is included here. Blessed. And remember what the first word was in Psalm 1? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. So you have blessed in Psalm 1:1. You have blessed in Psalm 41:13. It is an inclusio, an envelope, basically linking Psalm, the last Psalm in Book 1, to the first Psalm of Book 1, tying it all together. And because there are only four chapters in Book 1 that's not titled, we can easily say that Book 1 is written by David. All of Book 1 is written by David because of these literary device like the inclusio, which we talked about the inclusio in lecture number 3. And again, I'm going to put a link to the four introductory lectures so that when you read the book of Psalms, you have an understanding of it. All right, so blessed is the key to Book 1. It's about praising God. God created us on purpose. I mean, if we link it to the book of Genesis, the book of beginning, the book of creation, why did God create us? He created us for us to give Him praise. Why did He save us? God gave us eternal life so that we can give Him eternal praise. That's the purpose of life. It's to bring glory to God, not glory to ourselves, not glory to someone else, definitely not glory to a political leader. They're a bunch of failures. as far as I'm concerned, calling God non-essential. That's satanic, I think. But God gives us eternal life so we can give Him eternal praise. And God is worthy to be praised, isn't it? God is good. So let's pray and ask God to help us then. Father, we thank You, Lord, for a review, just an overview of the book of Psalms. We love You, Lord, for teaching us and instructing us of the beauty of worship and the beauty of holiness so that we could be pleasing to You. And all these truths, Lord, we gain because of Jesus Christ. And we thank You for Him, Lord, and ask that we would live unto Him. Help us to glorify Jesus in our lives, Lord. And we thank You for all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right.